169.
I am your host, Norman Sanzo. Joining me today is James.
Grow up.
I know. Also joining us today is Ro.
Hello, all you happy people.
And guest hosting for this week is Kyle.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, or better known as Midnight Skype, but that's a whole another mess that I'm not going to go through, so I'm just going to rely on Skype now. So, how are you guys? How are you guys? James?
Pulling through the commission queue and realizing that I might not be able to make it to both conventions that I have booked this year. But hey, that's what happens when life throws you a curveball.
You get a curveball? I don't know, baseball.
You don't know metaphor.
It's also true. It's also true.
You silly person.
What about you, Ro?
What about me? I'm finishing my commission queue, and I pray to God that nothing bad happens within the next 2 months.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, let's not talk about it. Let's just say...
That's not a word.
Sweetie, bud, turn that off. Let's just say things are changing in real life.
Ah, all right.
Let's put it that way.
All right.
For the best or for the worst?
I have no idea, to be honest. I have no idea. There's a lot of talk, there's a lot of questions, but there's no answers.
Ah, that one, eh? All right, all right.
Wishing luck from here, hoping that it's for the best.
Yep, yep. And Kyle, what about you, man?
Not too much. I've had the week off work, been working on a new short film script. All nice, fun, exciting stuff, really. Yeah. And I painted a wall.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talking about painting, you and me play Splatoon, right?
Oh, yes. No, we've been playing matches on that for the last couple of days, haven't we, Norman?
Yeah. The thing is, we've been playing a lot of Japanese people.
We have, actually. That I have noticed that with the names. Like, it's been very international, our games.
I'm trying to think, are we international? Because I know Japan, well, Nintendo's from Japan, so it's obvious there. But are we fighting people from the US, UK, or all over? Because some names are in English, so, yeah.
You're a kid, you're a squid.
Is that the theme song? Really?
Yeah.
The commercial?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was on a stream the other day, and they had that on the loop. You're a kid, you're a squid. You know what?
Wasn't that a Motown song from the 60s? You're a kid, you're a squid. You're a kid, you're a squid.
I'm pretty sure the game is awesome, and it's very involving and interesting and cute and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But good grief is the fandom asinine about it. Oh.
Why? How come?
I have three friends who play Splatoon.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was so adamant about making me see how it is the absolute bestest video game in the history of gaming, that when I started to argue with him and say, well, you can also say that Super Metroid is a pretty excellent game.
That's not a word!
Super Metroid is a...
That's not a word!
Come back to Splatoon!
I won't say that.
Okay, calm down, dude, it's alright. No! Oh, screw you, ban from my channel! Ah!
Oh, wow, I...
Okay.
Can I just say sorry for saying that to you, James?
I
was having a bad day, you know. I would never say bad things with Super Metroid. I'm so sorry, James. Please forgive me.
Dude, don't joke about that. People will not believe in you.
That's true, yeah. No, there will be someone going, he hates Super Metroid. They
know your
connection.
In this current culture of social media, Tumblr and all that, people will believe even the stupidest of jokes.
Oh, wow.
So don't joke about that. They will end up believing you.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, I should just go a bit more ambitious and say something like, oh, Sonic the Hedgehog, that was an awful game. Mega Drive, hate it.
Oh,
Nintendo haven't made a good console in 20 years. Oh, I wonder how many things I can say that would just drive the ratings up or down.
Now, Sonic 2006, that is the best game of all time.
Can we please move on swiftly?
Shut up, bro, we're having fun.
We're burning stuff, aren't we? And Rose trying to put out the fire, but we're not letting him. But honestly, Splatoon, I played it. I won't say it's the best game ever. It's fun, but I don't know. I can't say what's the best game ever. I don't have that opinion. Like, I probably would say I don't have a favorite movie of all time. That's
you
just
know,
me.
That the Wii U is one of the best-selling consoles of this current generation. True. I don't know. I don't know which one will be the best. I think the best will be the Nintendo 3DS, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I will say that it will be closely followed by the PlayStation 4. I don't see the Xbox One being the best-selling console of this generation.
Depend on location.
But, yeah. Well, yeah, of course, it depends on location. Like, in Japan, I guess the PS4 is more popular than the Xbox One. The Xbox One may be more popular in America. Mm-hmm. But, hey, you never know.
I mean, Xbox One in Japan, I mean, it's like, you look at the sales there, and it's like, you just wonder, who's buying it? You know, like, you look at, like, the sales figures, like, Wii U and PS4,
some
and it's like, 20,000 a week. And
Xbox some people will say that, Battlefield 4 will be the best video game of all time. And other people will tell you that Persona 4 is the best video game of all time. Everybody has their own opinion.
It's a matter of taste, because,
To be perfectly honest, nothing will surpass the days of Pong. So, there's that.
Yeah, Pong was simple back in the days. Like, gaming in the old days, you just have... Well, you use your imagination a lot. Like, just watch E.T. Like, that thing was built within 6 months, if I remember right.
We are not talking about ponies in this podcast about ponies, but I don't care because I like this discussion.
Yep, true.
It's a good intro, and I might want to continue it with I was watching the Angry Video Game Nerd video. And, I was watching his specials on the Atari video games, and they made me realize how appealing the graphics were in those video games, and if you notice, as video games keep evolving. It took them a few years until they got appealing again. Mm-hmm. You remember the GameCube PS2 era where all of the video games they were trying to be as realistic as possible, but then the characters will end up being spastic. They will end up looking ridiculous. Like up until the days of the Nintendo 64, where the Nintendo 64 the graphics were all blocky. But I mean.
Yeah,
they were still fun. Yeah, they were still fun to watch. But then when they were starting getting closer to the Uncanny Valley, with those cutscenes that looked like they were made with mannequins, and the characters talking to each other, standing stiff in the middle of a room or something like that. When video games were trying to be more cinematic, that's where they stopped feeling like video games. And I will say that even Mass Effect, which is a video game series that I adore, suffers from this. The characters walking left and right just to add some movement to the scene before they go back to be stiff mannequins talking and looking at each other. The face animation were fine, but everything else was so so limited.
Yeah. I couldn't understand.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, if we're talking about cinematic elements and video games, speaking as the video game guy here, like the one with all the video games, have you guys ever played FMV video games?
Oh, God, I did. I played Phantasmagoria, too.
I can't even say it.
Phantasmagoria!
Phantasmagoria, number 2.
A puzzle of the flesh.
That was actually the better game, actually. I think number 1 was like a sort of bad, shiny ripoff.
Number 1 was stupid. Number 2 was absolutely hilarious. It was a riot.
Wow. Talking about FMV games, I remember... Back in the days when I was younger, I went to the arcade, and there was this shooting game, like, how do you call it? Western cabinet shooters.
Oh, no, Norman.
This is what I think it is.
I got no idea.
I think he is.
It's not like how we have Time Crisis or Virtual Cop. It's real people, video, and you have a gun, you shoot at the screen. But the problem is, I got no idea what I'm supposed to shoot at. Like, it's not... registering hits. So
was there a part where you are aiming at a midget holding two bottles? You're supposed to shoot the bottles, and if you don't shoot the bottles, they gun you down and they kill you.
I don't know. I was 10 at the time. I didn't remember anything. Like I was shooting, and then like what? And oh god, that was my experience with. Those kind of games, and I did not
now,
like them
for
at
you
all.
Kids who don't understand, FMV stands for full motion video. And they were supposed to be interactive movies that you were meant to, like, click this button on this part to create this prompt. They were QuickTime events before QuickTime events were a thing. Mm. It's like you were trapped inside a QTE cutscene, except for the parts where they were there was actual gameplay, and the actual gameplay usually was just rail shooters.
Yeah, I think the best one out of that was Dragon's. What is it? Dragon's
Dungeon? Dragon Slayer.
Yeah, I think
Dragon Slayer is the best full motion video game ever made.
Yeah, because Don Bloom worked on it and it had a clear story. But if you really think about it from gameplay aspects, that was meh.
It was a meh video game because it's, you know, press X to not die.
Yeah,
it was good because the animation was so well done, mm-hmm. and the colors were so bright, and the concept was so novel. I mean, nobody had done a QuickTime event video game before that game.
True.
Or at least never made one and succeeded. Besides, that was on an arcade. You were able to play that game on the arcades. That was great.
Yeah, true. But,
and imagine that alongside like Asteroids or Pac-Man, you know, these sort of digital games, and then you've just got a Don Bluth cartoon blaring at you.
Yeah.
It was, can you imagine, like, you want to play, this Space Invaders, or you want to play Pong, or Dragon Slayer? Yeah, get me to that.
Yeah.
However, nothing will be as good as the Lost World Jurassic Park arcade machine.
Oh, how was that one? Like, I never seen that one.
I spent so many. It was a rail shooter. It was a rail shooter, but yeah, you're in a jeep.
Oh wow!
The cabin of the arcade was literally a jeep, and you had two guns.
Oh yeah,
and
I remember.
You could
play
like a co-op or solo. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I used to do was pay for both guns and go John Woo on the video game and just grab both guns and start shooting.
Who was driving then?
No, nobody drives. Ooh. It's an old rail shooter, so you don't have to worry about it. But it was hilarious because then some guy will show up and I will be like, here, take this, no time to talk.
What?
He will join the game with that. Yeah, it was that neat. Where I lived, they had the best arcade ever.
Wow.
It was like in the basement of a shopping mall.
Oh, wow.
And they had a Metal Slug, of course. Mm. They had the Lost World Jurassic Park game. They had Virtua Cop. Virtua Cop, Virtua Fighter, they had all the Street Fighter machines, Crazy Taxi, and they also had pool tables.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
And those basketball machines. It was awesome!
Oh, yeah.
It was so fun! God, I miss that place.
I wish we had that in Inverness, because we had like two small arcades. We had one on the high street, which had a couple of very outdated B-list kind of arcade. I can't even remember the name of the games. Like, you know, there are mainly racing titles that kind of tried to go out the front door and missed. There's one arcade that's still left around here in Inverness, and it has a couple of arcades. It has like the sort of DDR machines, and it has Mario Kart, the two-player kart.
Oh, yes,
brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, Mario Kart.
Fantastic. Oh, it's just great driving them. Just...
Talking about DDR. Last year when personally for me, when I went to Buck, they had a DDR with Pony songs on it. That was so cool. And you know what? Bony Scott's around the corner. And do you think that they're going to have a DDR machine over there?
It would be smart for them to have it. I mean, it's a great kind of social thing to do, you know. Even because the thing is, it's one of those great games. Even if you dance like a prat and fail, it's still fun.
Yeah.
Like, who looks daft dancing to Mickey by Tony Basil?
True that. I mean, also, well, if you're interested in going to Brony Scott, it's going to be on Friday, June 5th, starting from 11 a.m. And also, tickets are going to be £18 to £48. Wait, sorry, £38 for vendor tables. Yeah, I mean, they're not sponsoring me for this, but I just got no idea. And this looks like fun, like going to a con playing games, because I remember Buck had a gaming room. They had the GameCube and stuff. So wish I had played those games, because I got no idea.
Buck had an awesome gaming room. I remember that.
Yeah,
they were well covered when it came to when it came to entertainment. There was no moment of rest on that. I'm pretty sure Brony Scott is going to do exactly the same thing.
But you guys went to Brony Scott, right?
I did went to Brony Scott, yes, and I cannot wait to go again. I seriously cannot wait. I am going to sacrifice going to other conventions to just focus on Bronny Scott.
What about you, Kyle?
I'm intending on going. It's I'm just having to make sure the dates work around, because I know the tickets are on sale, but I'm trying to remember when the date is that the event's on and does it with time of work and all the
kind of... June 5th on Friday.
June 5th was yesterday. Tickets are on sale already.
Oh, I'm talking about when. Snaps. I am not a good PR guy.
You are the worst PR guy in all of us. Then again, you are an old man, so you forget things.
Oh,
that's fine. That's fine. We love you.
That's why I was just checking the website going, hang on, June the 5th, we're on the 6th. No, hang on, wait.
Yeah, okay, my eye derp. But anywho, Ellie Monty's got to be there, so if you're a big fan...
Again. She was so much fun.
For those who don't know, that's the voice actor for Button's mom.
Yep, Button's mom.
She was so much fun last year. She was across the vendor hall from where I was. And I think it was sketchy, or someone, they kept having conversations, one of them being Button and Ailey being Button's mom, and it was a riot. It was absolutely hilarious.
So yeah, Ellie Monty's gonna be there. Wow, I wish I could join you guys. I'm jelly. Ugh.
Same.
You're close, Ro.
I'm pretty sure you will be able to come next year. I'm pretty sure it will work out.
I hope so. I wish Bronny Scott was like a 2-day event. Then it'd be worth it for me to go.
Is a 2-day event.
Really?
They have the concert one day and then the convention another day.
Oh, now I need to double check.
Well, technically it's 1 day and the concert, but it is 2 days. It is 2 days.
Okay.
I know that there needs to be something to make you want to make the expense of coming and all that.
Yeah. True that. I mean, it's not that I don't want to, but distance.
Yeah. Come on, dude. You live in Malaysia. I mean, it's not like me. To me, it's like a domestic flight.
Yeah.
I don't have to get out of the European Union. You'll have to leave your country.
Oh, yeah. I need to jump to Dubai first, and then after Dubai, I need to jump off to Europe. So
plus the jet lag, the expense of the trip, that you have to take 2 airplanes. Yeah. You need to be practical about things and say, this isn't worth it.
Oh, well.
Well, what was it? Sugar Dove and myself have been trying to organise getting James up to Scotland Shire to have a wee visit and have him round and do some brony-based stuff. So, frankly, we should probably try and organise and get the group together at some point and just
Let me invite you to the movies. Let me invite you to the movies, of course.
Well, of course, you can invite us to the movies. I'll get the game systems ready.
Yeah. I am the movie guy. I like to invite my friends to the movies. No matter what movie it is.
True.
I'm planning.
Oh no!
You know what? Even if it was that movie, I would invite you to watch it just so we could riff on it. That would be fun.
You know, talking,
go ahead, Norman. Yeah.
Talking about movies, right? I mean, did you guys heard about the Gem movie that they're doing?
The Gem and the Holograms movie?
Yeah, the real life action movie, that one.
I didn't watch the trailers, but having a live action version of Gem and the Holograms.
Yeah.
How long until we have a version of Friendship is Magic Equestria Girls?
I don't know, but with
Taylor Swift as Twilight Sparkle.
Please, no.
From what I heard, the Gem and the Hologram movie, the one that's coming out 2016, is not good, from what people said. That they say that it was disappointing. And you know what? I do hope that the one that's coming out on 2017, the Pony movie, done by Megan, is going to be good.
Are you talking about Megan McCarthy, new head writer of the girl brands on Hasbro?
Yes, I am. Nice segue.
It wasn't nice. It was blonde head trauma induced, but who cares?
True that.
I cannot think of anyone better to take care of the girl brands for Hasbro rather than Megan. I think she's going to do a kick-ass job.
Yeah, this is awesome now, because we all know Megan does a good job for the episode she's written. And as of season 4, she was the head writer, right?
Yeah, she was the story editor for seasons 3 and 4, she has been story editing a couple of episodes of season 5, even though it seems that Mitch Larson has been taking care of most of them. Mm-hmm. But now she's taking care of he's doing that because she was taking care of the Rainbow Rocks writing, and she couldn't reach everywhere. She's also taking care of the script for the My Little Pony movie, right?
Mm-hmm. The 2017 one that's been planned. And other than that, she's also done scripts for Pet Shop. And was it script or is it story? I don't remember. But here's the thing now. With Megan on board for Hasbro's head of storytelling, well, this is a new age for most of Hasbro's show, because think about it. Most of Hasbro's IP right now, they're ponies, Pet Shop, Gem and the Hologram, that's what I remember, right? And Transformers. So if she's taking over everything, that's good. But if she's only taking care of the girl brands, that's, well, I won't say it's bad, because if you guys didn't know, the Gem comic that's out is really good from what I heard.
What does Gem have to do with Megan McCarthy? I thought we were talking about Megan McCarthy.
I don't know. I mean, story, maybe if there's a cartoon with Gem and the Hologram reboot again.
I thought Gem wasn't Hasbro's property.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought that... Really?
Yeah.
Gem belongs to Hasbro.
Yeah, because when back in the days, Hasbro wanted to fight with Mattel for girl products, they had Gem and the Hologram kind of thing. It wasn't a big success back in the days, but hey.
Well, but didn't Hasbro like destroyed Mattel in the with the first sales of the Equestria Girls dolls for like Christmas 2013?
Well, this was back in the 60s.
They outsold. Yeah, but I'm talking about right now. They outsold Mattel by quite a lot. I mean, of course, they outsold them because Equestria Girls has the My Little Pony brand. Mm-hmm. I mean, anything that has the My Little Pony brand can sell out anything.
True.
Despite Monster High having a higher quality product than Hasbro does.
Yeah, if you go to blogs like Pixel Kitty's blog or even Egophiliac's blog, they do enjoy the Monster High dolls. And
I'm not into that kind of doll, and I enjoy the way that they are designed. Yeah. They are monsters! I know. That's so cool! That is so neat!
Yeah, and I'm a big Gundam guy, and when I see the build for those dolls, they're not bad.
Once again, Norman combining two topics that have nothing to do with each other.
But
that's okay.
But
because Norman is a weird person, and his brain works like that of an old man.
Yeah, but talking about toys. We all want pony plush, but we can't afford them. That's the problem with us. We want so much, but we can't afford them. But if you want a Big Mac plush or a Shining Armor plush, Funrise have you covered, because they are pushing out those plush out now. And if you like the Spaghetti Bean plush, well, they're out there now.
You know, I am looking at those plushes, and all I'm thinking is... The bootlegs still look better.
I know. I know, honestly, because I seen the Funrise in person, because my Toys R Us has them. They have the four princesses right now, and a few of the main six. And honestly speaking, I still like my 4DE one better.
I have four 4DE plushies.
4DE?
Really? Yeah, four of them. Cadence, Shining Armor, Applejack, and Princess Luna. And the reason why I have those is because they are super cheap.
No, I don't think so. You have the 4DE. I think you have the Top Winner version.
What?
The Top something. It's a China brand thingy.
Oh, is it the ones that have the QD mark on both sides?
Yeah, because...
those are the ones that I have. Yes, yeah. You're right. I was wrong.
4DE hasn't come out with those yet. But 4DE is a really good one. I have the Twilight plush. And oh my god, it's so... fun. Like, it's just
4DE is all right, but again, the ones that I have, the Chinese ones, mm-hmm. €10 per plushie.
That's good, man. I'm not. That's good.
That's super cheap.
Mm-hmm. And delivery.
And they look show accurate. They look like almost. The characters. To be honest, I'm holding Shining Armor in my hand right now, and he looks exactly like the Shining Armor in the show. He has the Twily look on his. He has the same hair. He has both cutie marks on each side. He has the blue hoofs and all that. And I'm like, yes, this is Shining Armor. Well, the other plush is like, my concern is that the official stuff is being outdone by a bootleg.
Not really, because when it comes down to it, it's licensings. And Hasbro Hasbro sold license to other brands, like Funrise is one of them, 4DE is one of them, and there's a few other companies that bought license to make plush. And
yeah, but this is bootleg.
Okay,
the thing is that the money that The money that goes to the bootleg doesn't go to Hasbro. That's my concern.
Yeah, I mean, the China one is the China one. That's, well, if Hasbro can stop China, they're great. But who can stop China, right?
Nobody can stop this Spanish Inquisition.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But as for me, I don't mind. Like, if I was hankering for a Big Mac or a Shining Armor, and if I can get them at Toys R Us, and some by some miracle I have a super awesome discount where I can just pay for $2 for a Fundrise plush, I'll probably do it. Probably get Cadence. But yeah, that's an option. There's an option there. But I don't know.
So I am overwhelmed in the conversation. I just realized you guys are not saying anything on this topic.
Yeah. Kyle, what do you
think? I got no toys. I had no experience with any of those old school video games. I am completely out of my league in this episode.
Oh, no.
Weird that you are not experienced with video games when you are Markiplier.
Shut up, Wade!
But Kyle, what about you, man?
I'm afraid I'm kind of with him on this one in the sense that, apart from the fact that I do know video games, but I'm useless with toys. It's the, like, I go, like, I've gone round with Deanna a few times. Like, we went to Smythe's at the last meetup we had and went around all the various toys and whatnot, and they did all the My Little Pony toys and they bought a few things. But I was more interested in Wii U games. Plug. But it's like I appreciate the kind of design of the toys. I think the Fundrise ones look really nice, just from an aesthetic viewpoint. They look quite nice and cuddly and cute, and that's kind of what you want. And to me, that's sort of, you know, like I'm looking at the Big Mac one and Shining Armor right now, and I'm just thinking, I would quite like the Big Mac one. I would quite like to have that. Right, it'd be quite good fun. That's just kind of what's going through my head right now. Just there.
Hey, I mean, Big Mac. It's show no, it's not show accurate, but it's model accurate to the whatchamacallit, the blind bags. If you notice,
you have to tell me. I'm gonna show my ignorance.
Ah, it's cool. But James, you notice that the Fundrise plush is almost similar to the blind bags version of Big Mac.
Word of advice: if any designer is listening to this right now, making something accurate to the blind bag doesn't make it better.
That's so true. That's also true.
I have no idea what's a blind bag.
Oh.
You don't know what a bag. All I can imagine is a bag without a sight, wearing dark shades.
It's a bag that has a toy inside, and you don't know what toy it is.
Yeah,
like
that's
a Kinder Surprise.
It's Yeah, we have the chocolate.
There it is.
Okay. Makes sense. Blind bag. the names people come up with these days, I swear.
Blind Mac's been around before ponies, actually.
Rom, you are not that old.
Unlike me!
Exactly, Norman is
don't
the
forget
oldest.
Which part of the world I am, we have different terminologies here.
Like, Norman is so old, you can combine all of our ages except his, and we will not be able to be as old as he is.
That's how old he is. Be quiet, you little whippersnappers! What are you on about?
You're a good sport, Norman. The fact that you're taking all of these insulting strides speaks volumes of you.
Probably. I don't know. But
you're an incredibly nice human being. You're such a lovely little boy.
Okay, that's just creepy.
This does sound a bit bad. I'm actually going back to normal.
That's creepy. Okay.
No, it's not. Not at all.
But anywho, like, getting on track. Flash, go buy.
Sorry, what is
them.
That track that you're talking about, and where can we find it?
We haven't been on any track since we started recording.
I mean, we started derail. Now we're trying to look for the train track, and we are trying to find the entrance to one of the secret realms or whatever. It's like we are not on track in here, guys.
Sounds like
a Monty Python movie.
We decided to go on a side quest. We are not doing the main quest on this podcast.
Oh yeah, that's the thing with anything. But I think we already covered all three side quests.
You could call this one that.
Yeah, but I think we already covered all three main quests on the show because those are the news time for this week. Because
there is no more topic to talk about except the constant pouring of trailers and previews of episode 100.
I've been avoided like plague because when I saw the first few,
I'm letting myself get in soaked in this.
I don't want to because I don't overhype myself. But anywho, probably we'll talk about video games later. So, guys at home, if you're listening to this, if you do enjoy the video game talk, do let us know. Because if you do, we probably...
Are you planning on making a podcast on video games?
I don't know. Probably we have a bonus section.
Bonus level.
Yeah. Bonus level? Bonus show? I don't know. But yeah, we'll have it there privately. I don't know. If you like it, just let us know. We'll try and see what we can do. But if you're still into the Pony Show, you can contact us at mbshow@gmail.com. And you could also reach us on the Twitters. The Twitters is at mbshow. Sweetiebot will tweet about buying Emmy Larson's book. It's good. Go buy. And as for me, I am at Norman Sanzo. I tweet about toys, food, and whatever tickles my fancy. And tickling my fancy right now is Splatoon. I love it so much. And Amiibos. Oh, God. I spend so much cash on Amiibos.
You become an addict. Come join us. The Wii U is brilliant.
I know. What about you, James? Where can they reach you, man?
You guys can find me on my Twitter and my Tumblr. My Twitter is James Cork with a lower underscore in between each word. And my Tumblr, well, you can go to askmovieslate.tumblr.com. It connects to all my other websites. So, there you go.
Alrighty then. Ro?
You can find me on Twitter on a Splatoon/AmiiboFreeZone.
Boo.
At @relicious_art. Or my DeviantArt gallery, also Splatoon and AmiiboFreeZone. At relicious.deviantart.com.
Boo.
You realize that by saying it's a Splatoon Amiibo Free Zone, you know that by saying that you're basically negating like over half of your fan base.
It's too mainstream!
Okay, never mind.
Mainstream is on the Wii U.
That's also true. What about you, Kyle? Where can people reach you?
Well, you can reach me. I've got a Tumblr, the one Midnight Scribe, which you can find me on Tumblr, which I just said that. Mm-hmm. Bear with me on this. Like Tumblr itself, I will repeat a lot of things. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Kyle McCall. I'm bringing it back online. That's where I'll be posting updates and things that I'm writing. I might put in a little couple of updates to do with the Hell and Bronies. And you can also catch us at the Hell and Bronies page, which is, I think, facebook.com/Hell and Bronies, I believe.
Cool. So anyway, also please subscribe and rate us on iTunes, YouTube, and Stitcher Radio, and also like our Facebook page. You can catch us on PonyFitLife.com. Links are in the show notes. So I have been Roman Sanzo.
Oh, you stepping on my
James,
turf!
James.
You idiot! You are such a... stupid! You are so stupid!
I'm not stupid. I'm from the third world country.
That is stupid, you potato.
Calm down, you young whippersnappers. Let's get the show back on track.
Killed you. I have been very angry, frustrated, and stepped over. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
And I'm Relicious.
And I'm Kyle.
And we'll catch you on next week's episode. And probably I'm going to get inked.
Bring it on, Norman. Bring it on.
I'll catch you guys next week. Bye-bye, y'all. Bro, take us out.
And we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.
You know that it took me forever to realize that Splatoon was a mix of Splat, Platoon, and Splat, and Toon, you know?
Just now?
It's three words in one! It's a verbal nightmare!
Three, two, one, end.